Welcome to the fourth episode of Mercer Podcasts. Today we are heading to the geographical side of things and we are doing culture. Today we are on Nigerian food and culture. And in today's episode we have Vicky Nikki. How are you today and how does it feel to be on Mercer Podcasts?
It feels very good and I'm a bit nervous, but it's okay.
So yeah, we are doing Nigerian food and culture. That is the theme for this podcast.
In Nigerian what? What's the theme again?
Nigerian food and culture.
Okay.
Gonna be based around, you know, Nigerian foods and Nigerian culture, Nigerian pop culture, you know, the classic Nigerian things. Heading on the geographical things. So, the first question is, jollof or fried rice?
Jollof rice for the win. Mad.
Yeah, I agree. Jollof is better than fried rice. I'm sorry, but like...
Yeah, fried rice gets spoiled easily and it's just not the best. Like, jollof rice is skewed and chicken. Oh!
And sometimes the fried rice be too spicy. Too spicy.
In it?
And like, jollof is just sweet. Not too sweet that just tastes like...
It's just amazing. Actually.
Especially when you're at a party.
So sweet.
Yeah, when you're at the party and they have those containers.
That African hall parties.
Yes. Yes. What is jollof for those who don't know?
Oh my days. Jollof is like a Nigerian dish, but other like countries in Africa still have it. And it's like red. And it's like...
What's not red? Red is orange.
Like red is orange. Yeah. And it's like... That sweet rice, so much seasoning, and it's just amazing.
So jollof rice originated in Senegal, a country in Africa, and there's, you know, other type of jollof rice like Ghanaian, Senegalese,
but Nigerian jollof rice is amazing.
Hashtag takes the win
in it.
What is your favorite Nigerian food?
It has to be pounded jam and efo. Pounded jam and okra.
Yes, the best soup too. What is your favorite Nigerian song?
Oh my days, that's hard. That's actually hard.
Yeah, because there's loads of...
No, and there are too many. I don't think I can answer that.
Yeah, like for me, I think mine would be... That Burna Boy song that goes like, yeah, like that, they called Yeah. And
yeah,
I forgot the name for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know Tiwa Savage, Real Puss Keske.
Oh!
Real Puss Keske. Yeah, we got the Real Puss Keske, Real Puss Keske. Oh, I think it's called Milo. Yeah, I think it's called Milo. What is your favorite Nigerian artist?
Oh, okay. It has to be, I can pick like, I'm going to pick like three. To be Wizkid, Burna Boy, I don't know if Davido is my favourite, but it has to be Wizkid and Burna Boy.
Okay. And these musical queries lead us to the next question. Davido or Wizkid?
Wizkid, of course. Of course.
Burna Boy or Tiwa Savage?
I like Tiwa Savage, but I've not listened to her for like many years. But it has to be Wizkid.
That's Burna Boy.
Burna Boy. Sorry.
Burna Boy. What makes a Nigerian party Nigerian? What has to be there to just classify it as an official Nigerian party?
Okay. I'm just gonna like those African aunties that greet each other but don't like them.
Auntie Vanessa. Veronica.
Go up to them and talk to them and say, how far has the kids now? How's the family? And they have to be like, winch.
Is your uncle back from visiting Angola or is he ever coming back? but they were looking up and down. Their child would be missing. Like, and then they'll be, and then their child, good morning, auntie. and there also has to be the jollof rice containers.
Like, yes.
There's a lot of stinky uncle and auntie that's just there pocketing all the containers.
Yes. And then the moms will be like, you better eat in this party because you're not eating when you get back home.
And then you'll see sometimes just the fried rice on itself, or the jollof rice by itself, or even mixed. I'm not really a fried rice fan. There's other type of fried rice in Asian culture. There's, I think, egg fried rice. I know that there's like different types of fried rice in Asian culture. There's always that one child who tries sneaking. They'll be telling the auntie, you look so fine today.
Is it?
Get another container of rice. Auntie, did your hair today? Your makeup. It looks better than yesterday.
Is it?
How far?
Not gonna lie, I've done that before.
Oh. What didn't they do in this rice? How are you doing? What is your favorite Nigerian sweet?
Sweet.
Yes.
Oh, it has to be Tom Tom.
Tom Tom. Or sometimes Gala. It's like a Gala lollipop.
I've never even tried Gala lollipop.
It's really nice. It's so
sweet. It has to be like, no. But like, it's like, not like exactly sweet, but like, it feels like a snack. It has to be Tom Tom and plantain chip.
Yes. Can't forget the plantain chips.
Yes.
Banger. It's back bold, better bougie with another banger.
And to drink with it, to digest your system, malt. You have to have Nigerian Fanta.
No, you have to have malt. Super malt. You can't have a whole African dish. You can't be an African party without the malt. Like, that's a whole crime. Comes in a crime. To be at a party without
jail if you don't drink that.
And that's just straight jail.
Two bottles.
If I steal some in the bag, you know, why not? Be that stingy one. I just collect them. The next question we have for Vicky Nikki, Sticky Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is, why do people think Nigerians or Africans live in hoods?
Oh my days. Basically, yeah, because they can watch like films, or like some people just tell them rumors that we live in huts and we have lions as a pet.
In it, like, what do you think? Like, some parents be telling you to school, I went on a mountain,
in it,
a valley,
the lies.
The river
in
it. I went to the desert and I went on the moose all the way to class. I was early and I hit the top of my class. I passed all my classes.
I even teach the teachers.
I was a teacher's teacher. I was a preacher too. I'm even a shooter. I treated all the girls. I taught them. It was me. All by myself. No help. I look at you, yeah. Sitting, watching TV. Like, so yeah. They probably think they live in huts because.
Yeah.
The way.
Because of all the rumors. And like Nollywood TV. Like the village.
They got mansions though sometimes.
Yeah, in it.
And it's just that when you search up, I mean, no, not when you search up. You know when, you know, there's, what's it called? UNICEF. There's no problem with
UNICEF. Oh, yeah.
You know, for like communities, they'll be like, save Africa today. And then put a picture of a bunch of small little black boys and small little black girls pour dirt all over them, drink them from dirty water. Like, no, that's not
Africa. That's not, like, a bit of them can do that, like in the village or some part of the country. But like Nigeria, there's like mansions, big jeeps. Oh.
But like when you were when you're looking at ads for poor people in maybe the UK or USA, they're behind very big city. They're like in the city of New York. Why can't you show poor people? Maybe not every single poor person, you know, that's understandable, is in Lagos or Abuja or like very big countries. I mean, very big cities. You know, high buildings, but at least like they have buildings. They don't live on these streets.
Yeah, innit?
Like they like, you know, they do have a bit of cover. And it's because, and the people, even if they did live in a hut, it's probably because of, you know, Africa's actually a very rich country. It has like gold. Ghana is actually the main gold producer, I think, in Africa. You know, and lots of different countries come there to raid it for their gold. So they're basically left with nothing. And also with slavery, you know, people went to Africa. So the country didn't go through as much development as countries like the UK. Or like, it didn't go through its industrial revolution at the time. So can't be here saying, all of y'all Africans live in huts. Oh my gosh.
It's so
nasty. Like, no. That's not how it is. I'm sorry, but like, no.
Yeah. Next question.
We have got, what is your favorite soup?
Okra.
Definitely. Okra has to take the win out. It's my favorite too. Like, okra is just so, like, it's so
nice and slimy. It's so, and nice.
Slimy.
No. When slime rained in 2018, I used to play with it like. Oh my goodness.
Like, I slapped the fufu, no mercy. I stretch.
In it.
Like, wow. And what is better, Ghanaian or Nigerian jollof?
Oh my days, this is obvious. Are you mad? I've never tried Ghanaian jollof, but I know ours is just still gonna be a banger. It's Nigerian for the win.
Yeah, sure. I think I've had a Ghanaian jollof at like a party. Maybe I think the Ghanaian person made some of the rice. Even you might have had it before. And I don't know if it was or not, but like, I can tell sometimes it might taste a bit funky.
And then like all the countries wanna start doing their like competition.
Yeah. So, they'll be like, no. Taste a bit funky. Who put this thing in here? My mouth. Are you trying to poison me? So, you're trying to kill me now. You want to fight me? You want to fight me?
You want to poison me?
Are you trying to kill me? No, nonsense. Next question we have for Vicky Nikki. What is your opinions on Afrobeats?
Oh, it's top. It's the top
notch.
Toppest of the toppest.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these roadman bands. Like the Asda thingy. Asda advert. It's better than any music.
Guess who's back? I mean, no. What's it called? Dot my eyes and crush my teeth. Look at his tag. Look at his back.
Yeah.
Top notch Afrobeats. Imagine it was made into Afrobeats.
In it.
Guess who's back to school? Oh, I don't know. But something. Imagine, I can just imagine that as the Afrobeat version.
Oh.
What is the food at a Nigerian party?
What is the food like? All the food is there.
So if you went to a Nigerian party, Nigerian hall party, Nigerian house party.
Yeah.
What would the food be? What would the food be like? What food would be there?
Okay.
The content of the food, so, spicy, salty.
I don't like remember like being there, like having like rice. But I can tell you like there's rice in coolers, like those big blue coolers, and then there's plantain, and like on the table, do you know all those like white?
They're like plantain
puff puff.
Puff, puff.
All of that stuff, yeah, is all there.
Have you ever had akara?
Is that not puff puff?
It is, but like very spicy.
Yeah. But puff puff.
It's worse than puff puff, and it's like Taco Bell. You'd be there on the toilets for hours, days and nights. You'll sleep on the toilet. Sleep on the toilet. If you eat a carrot, if you even smell it, you'll be down on the toilet. You'll pass out and wake up on the toilet. You stay there. You sleep there. You eat there. There is a criminal bedroom place. If you have coronavirus, that's where you'll be isolated. That's a new resting space. You know, that's no longer a shared area. After the designated spot for you and yourself only. Just camp there. No rent. You don't even need to pay rent. It's just
free accommodation.
Living there rent free. No money to be found. What is a typical Nigerian phrase?
Come on, put it on my head.
Hello there.
Hello. No, how do you say?
Hello. Are you trying to fight me?
You're not growing wings.
Do you think I'm one of your mates? Oh my gosh. What is a typical Nigerian or African church like?
It's not quiet, I can tell you that. It's not quiet. There's people dancing, there's people having Holy Spirit on them. There's people, what's it called? The choir singing and praising.
It's the hottest region is the Sahara Desert. I don't know what this is. Who is the current chairman of ECOWAS? I don't even know. It's President Mahamadou Issoufou of Niger Republic. Nice, I guess. One of the questions are actually, who's Nigeria's current speaker of House of Representatives? And this one, I want to try pronouncing it. Femi Gbajabiamila. It's Gbagabiamila. Gbajabiamila.
Uh-oh.
And the thing with last names in Africa, it's not like...
Hello?
A Nigerian church is definitely not quiet. That's one. They've got the whole band playing.
In it.
Like they've
because
got like a whole
lot of fighting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord of Jesus.
And then they call either this one auntie or uncle to stand behind them. They rock them with a blanket.
No, hey.
Like they're about to sleep. No, leave on the grounds. Now we are on movies.
Movies. Jennifer's Diary.
What is, for those who don't know what Nollywood is, give them a Nollywood movies description.
Juju. And those people with like the painted face with those necklaces and the witchcraft, and then their stick that they hold, the emperor, people dying a lot.
That one stingy auntie, that one abusive person, the gossipers, the fighters, the screaming, that one child who's so clueless.
And they're screaming, help, help! And then the ghost appears one day, like he just appears in front of you and says things like one witchcraft.
And everyone outside, I'm probably just here, just ignoring them. Like, if you're going to die, die on your own. Don't do it quietly. Must we all here? Must the whole village here? Must the whole compound?
Exactly. Like,
have you ever had nightmares from a Nollywood movie? Or like, a Nollywood movie scary?
Of course. Imagine, I'm sleeping one day for a school tomorrow. I cannot sleep thinking there's gonna be juju on me. Witchcraft ghost appearing when I'm sleeping. What? No. One eye open when I'm sleeping.
That's what I'm about to say. That's what I was about to say. I literally wrote it down so I can remember to say it's one eye open when I'm sleeping. So I gotta keep an eye for Selena. You gotta keep an eye for Selena. What would you do if Addison Rae or Charlie D'Amelio was on a Nollywood movie?
I will not watch it. Are you mad? I will sue that company. Bring it,
the witchcraft.
Why are you bringing TikTokers? Are you mad?
They're speaking Igbo or Yoruba. Sorry. Sister Ray. Sister Damili. Or Charlie and Sasa. I'm sorry. Do you want to play
Mama D'Amelio? Mama D'Amelio. Come on.
I'm sorry, sister. Sister Ray. Adi, Adi. Hi, Baba.
How you doing? What's the question?
For the next question, we have got, what is a Nigerian poisoning scene like?
Like, maybe like, so they brought their girlfriend in or something, and then they ask for a drink, they put kind of one of these drugs inside, they give it to them laughing, haha, take it, here's your drink, and then one second later they're on the floor, and then they start and then the police open up armed police start opening up, start shooting, and then I've not watched that for so long. I think that's all I can remember, but I know they put like so much drug in a drink, especially not like food, like in a drink.
So, here's a little fun fact for you guys. In Nigeria, there's actually 500, like, dialects and accents. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very diverse place.
In it.
And, Thingamajig, I'm gonna give you some, this is what Nigerians would say. Hi, Victoria.
Bye.
Do you want to, like, say any of your socials? I don't know. Anything?
Okay. My TikTok is baby face, but for the E on the face is a 3 and an underscore Vicky with 4 Y's.
Nice.
You can write it on the screen, thank you. TYTY.
I don't know if I can do that, but just know. So it's baby face 3 underscore Vicky with 3 Y's.
Yes. No, 4 Y's.
4 Y's. Because she's extra. Extra, extra. Yeah. So yeah, I like food. It's very important to me that I say I like food every day.
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of food, what's the top 5 Nigerian foods?
Jollof, pounded jam, okra, egusi, plantain.
I'm sorry if this sounds a bit disappointing to you, but I don't like egusi.
Same, egusi is so weird. I don't know.
So why did you say you liked it?
No, but you said the top thing and people.
Oh, but to me, I just don't like it. I've tried it, but like, I can't. It's just too. Sometimes it's too watery. I can't even eat it.
I just don't like the taste.
Yeah. So, I'm going to tell you some Nigerian foods, and you're going to rate them out of 10. Like, okay. You know, 1 out of 10, example. Okay. But, okay, jollof rice.
10.
Gari,
the one you drink or the one you eat with soup?
Eat with soup and drink. You can do eat with soup first.
Actually, the one you drink is like 10 okay. out of 10 too.
What about the one you eat?
The one that I eat, like a 3 out of 10.
I only have the one that I eat. I've never actually drank it before.
Oh my day. You just put like Gavi and then water and then
yeah, sometimes you're, yeah. Granats, even the peanut. Yes. Oh, what about pounded jam?
10 out of 10.
I don't know why. That's, when you were saying that, just remind me of Sis versus Bro. 10 out of 10.
But baby, sis.
What about egusi?
4.
What about suya?
Suya? It's definitely hot, but I'll give it like a...
I really like suya. I think suya is like a 9 to me. Like, it's spicy. Sometimes the chicken's a bit dry and tough. But overall, it's not that bad. Some people might not be able to handle it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just spice in your mouth. Okay, puff puff.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
What about puff puff?
Puff puff. So it has to be like
Madame.
A 9.
Are you drunk? Yeah. Pick me. I can't pick.
I've been drinking fruit wine.
Hennessy. Fruit shoots. What about Akara?
I don't really eat it a lot, so like a
6.5. I think it's like a 5.5. I like it, but I don't really eat it a lot. But when you do eat it, you'll be slipping on the toilet. You're isolated. You'll be trapped. When you need to go to school, you'll pull your seat.
Your bum will be stuck.
And when you're asking, Miss, can I go to the toilet? They'll say no. You must stay there. if they say no, you just have to stay there and deal with it. And then you'll be walking around.
You can't just be wearing pampas then.
So you'll be plopping out your bum. It'll just be so torture. Next, we've got Moi Moi.
Oh, banging. I can't remember what I eat it with, but I eat it with something. But I get it. It's not, I don't really like it, but I like it so seven.
My mom eats Moi Moi. I've never had it. And to me, it just looks weird.
Yeah, the texture is weird, but it's nice.
I think my brother and my mom likes it, but like, to me, I'll just be smelling it. So I'll be like, something smells fishy. Something smells
fishy. Yeah, because they have fish in it.
Oh, wait. So they actually are. Wait, so it's actually fishy. I was only putting fishy as a metaphor, but it actually has fish.
Yeah.
Pepper soup.
Seven.
There's this thing called, I don't know what it is, but Inkawopi?
Inkawopi?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just saw it now. I don't know what it is. Inkawopi. And then there's something called Ewa Agoyin. And it looks like it has beans, you know, the African bread.
Oh, okay.
What about African bread?
African bread, like angel bread.
Yeah, like the big loaf of like tingy bread.
Oh, sometimes it's you have amazing, it with tea. Especially with a gege bread, like the ones with
chocolate too. Yes, a gege bread, chocolate? Even the one with chocolate. Yeah, sometimes put chocolate on it. Maybe if I'm feeling bad or tea. Oh no, hot chocolate, I mean.
It's the stew you have to put it with.
How about amala?
Amala? I don't really eat it, like, once in a while. I've not had it since, like, 2019.
What about beans? Like, the African bean ones.
Oh, beans with, like, a gig of red is...
What about plantain?
Plantain! Especially when it's like fresh, it's a 10.
Uh-huh.
But when it's been in like a fridge, nah. Like my mom used to cook plantain, I've not had it for so long. It's been in the fridge, it's like watery now because the fridge is like ice.
What about plantain chips?
Oh! 10 out of 10!
What about ogbono soup?
Eight.
What about I don't know what it is. I think I've heard of it before. Have you ever had it? It's called banga soup.
No.
Yeah, cause I've heard of it before, but I don't think it's like a really, 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 really wild type of thing. Vegetable soup.
What?
Vegetable soup.
F4?
No, vegetable soup.
Yeah, that's F4.
Oh, I got vegetable soup.
I eat it today. A four with stew and pandi jam is amazing. 10, no, 1,000 out of 10. 1,000 out of
10. 1,000 out of 10. Is it better than plantain chips?
It's red, it's pink, it's looking good. It feels good.
It's even pink. Quoted from Henry. Quoted from The Dangers of All Henry. Next. There's a bunch of other foods that I'm scrolling through. And they're like called okpa. This one called F, like
meat pie.
Oh yes, meat pie. I had that like a week ago. What do you think of meat pie?
It's amazing. Meat pie is so good. Like 10.
What about fish pie?
Ew, no.
I don't think fish pie is that bad. I feel like it's spicy though.
Yeah, don't like fish pie. They're just too fishy.
Do you just say too fishy? No.
Yeah.
it's too kangaroo-y.
Bye. I mean, so, I wouldn't say bye to you.
No. So I saw I searched up, what is a typical Nigerian meal? And it said, from jollof, wait, let me just do that in a push voice. From jollof rice and pounded jams, to pepper soup and beef stew, are the classic Nigerian dishes every aspiring home chef would try. If you caught anything that I was saying. But yeah, basically jollof, pounded jam, pepper soup, beef stew. That's the typical Nigerian dish. And you know, there's gari, fufu, starch, soup, okro, afang, edika, ikong, I don't know what that is. Vegetable, O? It's not called O, or just O-H. What's that? Don't make sense. To me. And we've also got egusi and of course ogbono. Mirfa, I really hope you are enjoying the podcast so far. And yeah, with last names in Africa is you know when you have a lot, like an African name,
yeah,
like a last name. And it's actually really easy to say.
Like
but
mine.
Some Oyibos just want to say it like completely how it's not, just to be all humorous. Yet they can say I don't want to say this, but like you know, thing of jig, yet they can say, like, very, like, hard,
super
not
funny,
like, hard,
Ella,
in it, or they can also say, look how I message you, they can either say that and that, but they struggle so hard,
in it,
so hard, to say something very simple, but they just add the extraness because they're African.
Innit?
And this is not just Nigerian.
Oh,
this is literally,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be very, it's just like weird to me. It's very weird to me. Okay. So
hey y'all. So this is
the end of the podcast. This is the end of episode 4. I hope you guys enjoyed a lot. It was very shaky, you know, a bunch of different things. You know, I tried a lot of different things. Usually my podcasts, I do just questions.
Yeah.
And one quote, but I actually ran out of questions. So I had to go on Google on my TV. I'm recording from my phone. And I had to search up a bunch of Nigerian questions and Nigerian quizzes, and it was coming up with very hard questions, so it was a bit shaky, you know. Oh, because while planning the episode, I had no questions left in my head. I tried to search some, I even tried searching them up on TikTok.
You talk too much.
But you know, that's the lifestyle. Hashtag whip a nene. But yeah, I haven't tried, you know, going on TikTok. But you know, this is the end. And Victoria, what have you got to say?
Make sure you guys follow me. And if you haven't got my TikTok, he has to put it on his YouTube, and it's gonna be right here now. Follow it.
No, sure. It's not. Baby face with a 3 _ Vicky with 4
Yeah. Anyways, bye guys.
Bye. I love you, Mira fam. Victoria, how does it feel to be on my third podcast?
It feels
like
good.
All these questions. How do you feel now?
It feels good because I remember back in those days, us filming some real cringe, very, very, very cringe YouTube videos, trying like draw breakers.
Yes, Blue Ariel, but the channel's now dead.
The main
so sad.
One.
Oh, yes, the Britain's Got Talent. You can't, and I'd always be commenting on your singing. Those literally, I still have one of the videos from my crazy videos that I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, now we're going to do a quiz. Let's see how Nigerian you can spice it up. Bye. So this is a quiz on Nigerian politics, economy, and culture. I don't know why, but let's go. Which of the following is not an ethnic group in Nigeria? Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo, and Tutsi.
Wait, say that question again.
Which is not an ethnic group in Nigeria? Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo, or Tutsi?
That last one, the tattoo.
Tutsi.
Whatever.
You are. Da-na-na-na. Correct.
Of course, nah.
What is Nollywood?
Nollywood is like an African, like, whole TV movie show that you can watch, full of black people, especially Nigerian. Very funny, very scary, and very cool. It's not like Hollywood, Indian. Nah, that's better.
So, as we are on the, you know, geographical side of the podcast episode today, this is, you know, Nigerian culture, of course. So, Nigeria culture plays an important role in lives of separate individuals and the society as a whole. Culture helps to accumulate, control, and organize the human experience. It is basically what makes a person human. In this country, individuals usually become a part of one or more ethnic groups in Nigeria. So, it's a very cultural place.
Yeah.
There's loads of
diversity.
different, yes, it's very diverse. And when people say the word diverse, people immediately start thinking of black and white. Black
Yeah.
and white isn't the only thing you can
Like
be
skin color
diverse
alone.
by. Yeah. You can be like diverse by height, age, gender, anything. So, yeah. Do you have anything you just want to say in general, to be honest?
I would like to say this. I already talked about this, but Nigerian jollof is the best.
That is
Hear me
facts.
out.
Yeah, that's just facts. Like, you've got to just like, you just need to keep that in your head.
Yeah.
It's
It
like,
should not come out. No, I should not say it, and it should come out on the other ear. It should store in your brain.
Like, just keep it, compact it, keep
Keep
it.
it safe.
Lock it with a key if you need. Just get it, lock it with a key.
And for that piece, you cannot unlock it.
Just like, twist the key. Twist them.
Unless
Twist
you
them.
twist your ears, so you can hear it.
Open your ears wide. Wide and
Open
clear. Or else I'll twist it. I'll twist it for you. You cannot twist the key,
it.
I'll twist your ear. Nonsense. Now, I'm gonna give you some more Nigerian questions. And these ones are extra hard. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Name one female player in the Nigerian football team, the Super Falcons.
Your auntie.
Oh.
Is she in Nigeria?
Let me search up one now.
I don't know any.
The one that comes up, Rita Chikwalin. Oh, okay. That's the first one that, you know, came up when I was searching. Right now, at every podcast, there is always a
Yeah.
quote in the middle or at the end, or even the start. Always an important quote. And I make this one right on the top of my head this second, because why not? Why not?
What did you say?
I don't know. It's just gonna
See.
be. It's gonna say random quote. Okay.
Okay.
Life is too short to be
Yes.
focusing on what other people say about you.
Oh my days, facts.
Because people focus so much on what other people have to say. Like, come on. Like, are you going to marry them? No. Are they going to be with you for your whole life? No. So why do you care about so much of the things they say?
In it.
And, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, how are you going to be sitting there at your house saying,
Jamie said I look fat today. He said my body looks like a sausage roll. He laughed at me. He said I'm stupid. He said I'm not smart. And he kind of pushed me. And I fell. And now I have scratched on my knee. And I need to get ice back.
And I missed some time on my break because I had to sit out because my knee was hurting me. I can't. And then after I evaporated, I turned into dust.
No. Do you know what they need African parents like speeches? No, because if you get bullied, the African parents will say, bully them back, slap them, give them black and blue eyes.
Black and blue.
Black and blue.
Black and blue. No, give them green and give them green and yellow. Like, wow. So, that's the quote of the, you know, podcast episode 4. And Victoria, you actually have wanted to be on this podcast for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah. And you never chose me because you're a wicked goose.
No. No. It's because... I don't know. It's because of the podcasting schedule, to be honest. But, you know.
Stop acting like you're famous.
Well, it is a schedule, to be honest.
Schedule.
Yes.
Let's go put your eye in engineering.
Engineering? No, be a lawyer. Lawyer.
Lawyer, yeah.
Doctor.
Doctor.
You have to be a doctor, engineer, scientist. Actually, no, not scientist. Before you splash your eye,
by 16, you have to move out of this house. I have your own apartment.
Uh-huh.
Make loads of money and give it to me now.
Okay.
So fast, all these years having you.
You be doing me my payback. You owe me. You owe me.
No. If you do anything bad, I put it in this way, I can take it out.
I can take you straight out. One slap and you're gone.
I'll slap you all the way to the moon.
No. How many ethnic do we have in Nigeria? These are hard questions, by the way.
I don't know. All I know is like Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo, Benin. I think that's all I know. Like, I know there's many more, but like, I want to say like 72 plus.
I know there's Igbo, Yoruba, Mene, Hausa, Ido. That's all I can know. I don't see no Fulani. That's all I know.
Never even heard of one of these other ones.
There's 250 ethnic groups. But yeah, hey! Back to the whole diverse. There's a lot. 250. Jeez. 250. That's like... Wow. Hey. This is so random. But is it to me, like, when I was younger, I was thought counting to 100 would be, take so long. And I'd be in my room. When I'm trying to sleep, I'd get so bored. I'd start counting to 100.
In it.
And then the most annoying thing is when I forgot what number I'm on. Like,
oh my days.
Like, don't fight me.
You have to be stuck. Because you don't like
to
pick a random number.
Yeah, like I'm like, no, but don't cheat and I won't count. Oh,
it's so frustrating.
Yeah. Who is the current chief of justices of Nigeria?
Buhari.
Somehow, that I know that is correct. He's the president, I think. But the current chief of justice. Is Ibrahim Tanko Muhammad. I've never heard of who he is, but we know now. In Nigeria, Democracy Day is now celebrated on
What does democracy even mean?
I think I actually don't know. I think it has to do with politics, I think.
I'm gonna say 21st of November.
A part of it is kind of close. June 12th. I know that doesn't sound close. It's because the 21st of November, if you turn the 21 around, is 12. So, like, you kind of got it there.
A quarter of a plate, right?
Which is the most populated country in the world? Just a random question.
Country or, like, okay, Russia.
Incorrect. China, with 1.4 billion residents. What's the most populated country in Africa?
Zimbabwe.
Incorrect. Nigeria. Zimbabwe is not even like top five, I don't think. Actually, it might be. I don't know. Maybe it might be like top five or four. So yeah, the top one country is Nigeria in Africa. Who was the first Nigerian female physicist? Psychiatrist.
I don't know
who she is, but her name is Dr. Bertha Johnson. Nigeria's Inspector General of Police?
Babatunde.
Actually, you got it wrong, but I'll let that one slide. It's actually Adamu Muhammad.
Ooh, okay.
There's actually a lot of Muhammads who run the country in Nigeria. Like the other one, like I said, was Muhammad. This one's also Adamu Muhammad. I think his name's Muhammad Buhari or Muhammad Buhari. No, I think it's Muhammad Buhari. Yes, Muhammad Buhari. Which is the second largest continent in the world?
Africa.
Incorrect. Correct. I think. That's correct.
Yeah, it is, because it goes Asia and then it's Africa.
Yep. What continent has the most countries? Has the most countries?
Asia.
Incorrect. Africa. Africa. Africa has the most continents. I mean, the most countries in its continent. In its continente. Continenta! Continent. Continental. Stop it now. Except continents. You have to pronounce the continents. So you have to pronounce the continents of continents. Now. What is the hottest region in the world called?
Hottest what?
Region.
Region. I don't even know what a region is, but
it's like an area of the world, I think.
Antarctica.
Iwo. Hi. Hottest. You give me cold. Iwo. Ah. This one is worse than Lollywood acting. Hi. No, the Sahara Desert.
Sahara Desert.